Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to what is being paid attention to, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio. Today is January the 29th, the year 2010, and it's 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our topic today is to parent-to-parent training, family training on ADHD. With us in our virtual studio is Beth Kaplanik, co-author of CHADS' new National Parent Training Program. Before we get started, I just want to make a few announcements. Next Friday's show, we're going to have Dr. Sydney Zintal in. She's a professor at Purdue University, and we'll be talking about family class and home settings to support children with ADHD. Actually spoke to Sydney earlier today about the show, and I'm very excited about her show, and I'm actually particularly excited because I think it will be a great follow-up show for our topic of conversation today. So know that we have that coming up next week. For other shows, just visit blogtalkradio.com/attentiontalkradio and just catch the latest in our show schedule. But back to the main topic at hand today. Again, the topic today is parent-to-parent training. With us is Beth Kaplanik. Beth is a certified parent-to-parent teacher. She's a past president of CHAD, which is the Children and Adults with Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. And she's been a volunteer at CHAD, with CHAD for 14 years. She has three children, one of whom has ADHD. In 2000 to 2002, Beth served as a faculty member of the National Initiative for Children Health Care Quality, implementing a model of care for the dissemination of the American Academy of Pediatrics guidelines for assessment and treatment of ADHD. Since 2006, she's been serving on the subcommittee of the American Academy of Pediatrics for the update of the assessment and treatment guidelines and toolkit for ADHD. Beth is the co-author of CHAD's new national parent-to-parent training program entitled Parent-to-Parent Family Training on ADHD. She has a bachelor's degree in nursing as a practitioner of Pilates for rehabilitation. Most importantly, Beth is a mom who believes knowledge is power. The most important thing a parent can do is find the answer to their questions and learn strategies to build the skills needed to calm the waters at home and help their children develop the tools to succeed. So, Beth, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great being here.
I'm very excited about this today from our conversations. And I guess to kind of to start things off, can you just share with the listeners a little bit about what it's like to be a mother of three, and what was it like from your perspective working with a child at home that has ADHD?
Well, it was a constant roller coaster of emotions and juggling lots of different things at one time and trying to keep peace in the house at the same time. I have a son with ADHD, and he had a little bit of what we call oppositional defiant disorder. He had a very low frustration tolerance. So my other children, his siblings, had a great deal of difficulty tempering his emotions at times and trying to figure out what would turn him off and not set him off so that we could have a cohesive household, especially in the evening after school. So it was difficult. It was I was constantly advocating for his needs at school and trying to curb his appetite for getting easily frustrated and anger at home. And that sort of sets yourself up for a lot of difficulty as a parent because you have conflicting emotions about it constantly. Like you love the child, you're not liking his behavior at that time. And I had to be able to sort out what the real reasons were for his behavior and understand the disorder so that I understand his behavior and not take it personally. So it was quite a bouncing ball.
Interesting. Was your experience, is this just experience raising your kids, what led you to kind of help develop the parent-to-parent training program?
Because in the earlier stages, and we're talking several years ago, my getting involved with a national nonprofit organization that I wrote, Parent to Parent Family Training on ADHD, which is called CHAD, Children and Adults with Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. And I got first involved in being a volunteer for that organization and spent a lot of time locally. I live here in New York, helping run support groups and educational meetings on a monthly basis to help other parents. And I got involved because I was in such a turmoil and trouble when my son was six, seven, and 8 years of age. And I'm one of seven. I have six, and my husband's an only child. So we were a disconnect before we got started, and that set us up for a lot of failure because we didn't understand what was going on. So when we found CHAD, we really linked onto that, and we really started getting the support we needed so we could understand a little more about ADHD. Then fast forward many, many years, as the volunteer work continued, I got involved on the national level, and to make a very long story short, when the guidelines for assessment and treatment of ADHD came out for family practitioners and pediatricians to follow, which was wonderful and a first, that was in the year 2000, in 2001, I was the president of CHAD, and I am a nurse, so I got very involved with the academy on disseminating those guidelines into practice. And it was really clear, very clear to me as a parent, not so clear to them in the beginning stages, that if you didn't have the parents involved from the beginning, those guidelines were going to be very ineffective. And that's what happened. And so that's what led to eventually the writing of Parent to Parent Family Training on ADHD.
So am I hearing you say that when the guidelines kind of first came out, they didn't, there wasn't really making room to get the parents involved?
Not as much as they anticipated they needed. I mean, you know, okay, it's kind of like you write something as a doctor and you follow that protocol, and we're going to do A and B and C and D. And ADHD is a chronic disorder, and they're very good at taking care of acute medicine and doing prescription and go out and do this. But you can't do that with ADHD. There's an awful lot of education, and there's many aspects to learning about ADHD, and takes a long time as a parent to assimilate that information. It just doesn't come by making a 15-minute appointment with your doctor.
And, yeah, true.
So, you know, if you don't have a parent educated fully on the disorder, how can they implement the things that they have to do and make all the connections between the home, the school, and the healthcare community on a 15-minute visit? That's not going to happen. So they quickly learned when they began to disseminate the guidelines into practice, which was, to their credit, they set up a research project on it, and they took about 20 practices, and they took the guidelines, and they gave them to them, and they set up protocols for getting them into practice. And they learned that they immediately understood after within a year that if they didn't have a parent on the team as a team member and the head of the team for that child, the guidelines were not going to be effective.
I'd like to kind of pause here. So one of the emphasis of this show is to kind of emphasize how what's obvious is a kind of a function of what you're paying attention to. Mm-hmm. And kind of what I'm hearing is the guidelines came out, and they didn't really pay as much attention as the parents' role in this. And it was kind of the traditional, you know, here's the guidelines, go to the doctor, kind of do this. And it was when they started to realize and pay attention that the parents really are the ones that needed to be empowered here and have the knowledge and understand mm-hmm. how this works,
right.
That it shifted. And you haven't said this yet, but I'm sensing this kind of when you started getting really involved on the training side.
Mm-hmm. So there was a major change. You know, the old paradigm of thinking, the old way of thinking was you have an assessment, you make a diagnosis, and you prescribe the treatment. And in treatment in this case is not about giving away a pill, okay? It's not.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work. It's not a silver bullet. It may be a part of the treatment, but the treatment encompasses so many other aspects. So in the original research done at ADHD, the two things that are research-based are medication and behavior interventions. But the real true parent education is about understanding fully and holistically the overview, the assessment, the treatment, the developing of parenting strategies, and understanding how to implement positive behavior interventions and strengthening family relations and learning the educational rights for your child, and then learning how to build an educational team and filling that gap between home and school, and then how to build the resiliency of your child, and then you're facing teen challenges and their future success. And all those things are part of parent education.
I couldn't help but listen to you. The parents, how. It's not just enough to disseminate information, but actually help them understand how they actually apply that to themselves.
Yeah, and you know what? That's a really, really good point, because if you understand ADHD, you know that there's no two people that are alike, because there are an awful lot of coexisting disorders and issues that could be a co-occurring with just the diagnosis of ADHD, and the research has shown us that up to 70% of people diagnosed with ADHD have something else that is probably attached to that disorder that changes the way that that person may present themselves in so many ways, such as having a learning disability and ADHD, or having, like my son did, an oppositional defiant disorder clinically with his ADHD, and or obsessive compulsive disorder, or anxiety or depression, or any of those other coexisting things that could co-occur with ADHD. So, having said that, I mean, you can learn all you want about all these things, but you have to, as a parent, be able to break it down based on the individual needs of your child and family.
Yep.
Not the global aspect.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know, it's interesting you bring this up, because I've been working on a newsletter that I was kind of sending out. I was looking at the definition of stuck, and I was actually working with my virtual assistant. And I wrote this piece, and she referred back. She says, I never really paid attention to it. Just because you have the knowledge of something doesn't really mean you know exactly what you're supposed to pay attention to when it comes time to do it.
Right.
In a sense, what I'm hearing you say is just because you disseminate knowledge, you don't exactly know how or what to apply it to your individual situation in the person that you're dealing with, or the child that you're dealing with. So
yeah.
I'm trusting that the training program that you put together actually kind of deals in the space of, okay, here's the information, but how do you go forward? How do you go from here?
Right.
Is that accurate?
I would say that. Now, this parent-to-parent family training on ADHD program is a 7-week minimum program. So it's over time parents are coming to a program that where they learn certain amount, and they go home and apply and think about it and read about it, try some strategies, see what works, what doesn't. They have to retweak it, try again. And also, you know, it's not just about applying, it's also learning how to communicate.
Mm.
You know, and that takes time.
Yep.
You know, and no, there, you know, you don't build the house all in one day. So over time, when you really understand the child or the teen or the adult, and who they really are, and what they're really dealing with, and what characteristics are really impairing in that person's life at a level that causes them grief or impairment at a level that is noticeable. And once you can determine what those characteristics are with a high enough degree of impairment, then you can start putting strategies together that might help build the systems that you need for assisting that person. And it could be just as easily as learning how to set your house up for them to go from the front door to the back door to get what they need to go to school, and setting systems up along the way that will cue them to know where they have to go next.
Well, so what I'm hearing is one level is to help the parents understand their individual situation, to understand it. And so once you understand how your individual situation is, then you can actually start to build the strategies around it.
Right.
Based off of how that individual situation works.
Yeah, you can't just take a cookie cutter formula, build the systems, put it up, and then not know about the disorder, not know what's right for that particular person. Because, you know, no two people are alike. So if you understand, and you are correct, if you really honestly understand, you take the time to really break it down, what's really going on with your child or teen or adult, and then you can set systems in place that will work for that individual to fill that void. And in my case, I had to find ways to cue my son and remind him in ways that would not tweak him verbally and non-verbally, that would set the environment up cohesively for him to function on his own. And then he learns that as a skill that he takes with him as an adult. Home is the blueprint for the person's future, for a
Absolutely.
Child's future.
Absolutely. There's something else here. It just struck me the way you described it. It's a 7-week program, right? So you go, and then you go home, and you kind of apply what you learned a little bit. Is that?
Yes. It's 14 hours of a program broken down into 7 weeks, or and there are other models, but let's just use that model. And it is also, we also have this program as an online program, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's available in person. We have over 300 certified teachers across the country, and that is building. We run 3 training programs a year to certify new teachers to implement this program in their local community. And this is done basically as a volunteer. And they come to a training program if they are qualified to become certified to teach parent-to-parent family training on ADHD within their community. And then it's the parenting classes locally are minimal. They're not large groups. They're no more than 10 to 15 families that are meeting together consistently over 7-8 weeks, building the house, so to speak, and
uh-huh.
learning different aspects to this program, which is choreographed and planned accordingly. And we've done a lot of years of experimenting, and we have a pretty good formula now.
What really stands out to me is when most people, to me, if they think of class,
mm-hmm.
it's like you go and you kind of get the knowledge. You sit down and you kind of learn about maybe ADD, and you learn about different types
right.
of stuff. But what's standing out to me here different is this is you're teaching a skill.
Right.
And I like to use this metaphor. It's like I hack around on the guitar a little bit. I can study sheet music and music theory, but at some point in time, I have to sit down and put my fingers on the strings and actually try to get them into a D chord.
Yeah.
And kind of what I'm hearing is that you kind of come in metaphorically and you teach them the D chord, and then they go home and they practice it all week
mm-hmm.
based off
mm-hmm.
their individual situation. And then they come in and you kind of help give them feedback to kind of help improve that, and then you teach them the next chord. So it's not just – it's so much more than knowledge. It's how do you apply it? How do you actually do it is what I'm hearing you say.
Oh, yeah. No, we have – you know, this is a multi-session interactive educational program for parents and children – parents of children and adolescents with ADHD. And this gives them an opportunity to do just what you're saying, but let me say, you know, we only want them doing one thing at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do too many things at one time besides it becomes overwhelming, and 90% of the time they'll shut down.
Absolutely.
So, you know, they're going to learn a lot of strategies, they're going to learn a lot of information in this program, but we're very clear at saying, look, you can work on communication all the time, but you can only work on one behavior intervention plan, one set of health
focus
rules.
On that, get that right, and get it set, then go to the next one. Get
then
that right,
the
and get
thing.
It set,
yeah.
and you just work your way through that stuff. Then you have a foundation of what works and you know how to do it and which to build off of.
Exactly. And, you know, this is a program that is where the parent-to-parent workbook they receive is something that they go back and review all the time, because it's going to give them enough information to fuel them, not for just their needs now, but things that they're going to need coming up, too. So,
sure.
And the resources that are in there for them to venture on for more and more knowledge is all there, too. So it's a living program. I mean, our teachers that we have across the country are constantly we have a listserv for them. We are updating them constantly as new research comes out. You know, the information is based on the science of researched evidence-based practices. So it's not just our thoughts.
Sure,
it's got
sure.
a foundation to it.
Absolutely,
know?
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, Beth, what I'd like to do is I want to go to a break real quick, and when we come back, I want to maybe talk a little bit about like what's kind of covered in the different classes so that listeners can get a flavor of what this looks like, so that they get more of an idea of actually the content that's covered. And also, we might take a look and see if we've got some questions in the chat room.
You got it.
Before we go to break, if anybody's interested in learning more about this or they want to get a hold of you, how can they contact or get more information?
Good question. The best way to do that is to go to www.chadd, which is chadd.org. That's the National Nonprofit Organization for Children and Adults with Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. And on that website, you'll find parent-to-parent family training on ADHD under the conferences and training section. And it'll explain everything about it and how to find a teacher or how to become a teacher.
Excellent. Well, we'll be right back after this message.
This is Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. When you're stuck, what do you pay attention to? If you're paying attention to the same logic or level of thinking that created the problem, maybe you need to pay attention to something else. Dig Coaching excavates outcomes by paying attention to what you pay attention to. After all, if you're paying attention to the wrong thing, you're likely paying attention to the wrong solution. To learn more about finding your obvious solution, go to digcoaching.com and download the free audio file, Finding the Obvious Solutions When They Aren't So Obvious. Don't delay, do it today.
If you have a topic that you want covered or question answered, just email us at info@digcoaching.com.
Be part of the show. Dial 646-652-4409. And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. We are discussing parent-to-parent family training with Beth Kaplanik. Beth, before we went to the break, I talked about wanting to break the class down a little bit and some of the topics. But before we do that, we have a question coming from the chat room. And where does the acceptance of what is or who is come in? So much of consciousness of treatment is based on you need to change, and I'm the one who knows what has to change and who need to become. Can you speak to that?
The question is, rephrase the question.
Well, I think what they're saying is where does acceptance come into, I guess, parent training? Because so much of
right.
the consciousness of the treatment to, you know, you need to change to become who you need to be, but the question really is you're the one that knows that. So how does acceptance come in, and how do you look at change in the parent environment?
Well, you know, first of all, I think from the beginning, of this program, you know, we start with trying to understand what's going on so that you can, and by understanding and having the knowledge about what's really going on, it's never just one person. It's a family situation, especially
mm-hmm.
when involved with children. It's not just one person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about accepting the family for who you are and what turns you on, what's your beat,
mm-hmm.
and understanding what is the impact on the family. And
mm-hmm.
once you understand that, you can start to accept that, and
mm-hmm.
then maybe apply some strategies, or proactive strategies that will be beneficial to all. And one of the things that we do the first night, which is so important, is we look for the strengths.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are the strengths of the family? What are the strengths of the child? Let's start looking at these right now because they're right there in front of you. Sometimes, as parents, I know in the beginning, and it was really hard for me to sort out. I felt like I was constantly looking at the negative, not looking enough at the positive, what's really, you know, of my son and the family, because I was so overwhelmed with all the issues.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, once I was able to sort that out, you know, my gosh, and to make a long story short, acceptance, my son now is an emergency medical technician,
mm-hmm.
severely hyperactive and impulsive. He has found such an island of competence for himself in emergency medicine, and he loves it, and he's one of the best. And he's also a volunteer for the for fire rescue in the fire department, and he's one of the best.
Mm.
So, you know, the littlest things that may be causing a lot of stress early on can become a real strength.
And
you really have to see that.
One of the things that I'm hearing you say that I actually emphasize, at least when I'm working with people, is I'm not so sure anybody can really change, because we are who we are,
yeah.
or our family is our family. But I've always said is really what's obvious is a function of what you're paying attention to. And what I'm hearing is the first time you sit down and you say, let's start paying attention to the strength. Let's start to pay attention to what works.
Right.
And as mm-hmm. when I'm working with somebody in a coaching environment, we can't change them, but as we start to pay attention to what works as opposed to what doesn't work, and
mm-hmm.
we start to find what works, and we start to find the pattern that starts to give us the confidence of what will work, we start to latch on to that. And what's interesting to me is many times is the outcome or the behavior seems to change. The person didn't change. They just changed what they're paying attention to. As they start to realize what works, that's actually what kind of moves them forward. And I'm hearing in the class, like, you know, from the get-go, let's start to not pay attention to what's not working. Let's pay attention to what is working and let that drive the strategies.
Absolutely. One of the little things that I did not do enough, and I have to accept the fact that I didn't and forgive myself for it, and that's extremely important as a parent, you know. I didn't praise my son enough. I was always reprimanding him because he was very hyperactive and very very impulsive.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't take the moment to really notice little things,
yep.
Like little things. I don't care what it was, the simplest things. But the minute I did, things started to turn around because invariably he would look for some little thing to do so I could catch it, so I could say something positive to him. And it started to turn our relationship around tremendously, and then the paradigm started to change again. I wasn't paying to the right attention to the right thing.
I love when you use the word paradigm, because so much of my business when working with those with ADD, we can't change them. But if we can shift their paradigm, if we can just shift what they're paying attention to,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden they don't really change. Their behavior changes, but it really resonates because they're paying attention to it differently. And in our chat room question, I think sometimes, yeah, you are the only one in the situation, so you're the only one to look for the clues. But the cool thing I think that I'm hearing you say about the classroom settings, you kind of go in, you're with a small group of people that kind of know what's there, and they kind of help direct you what to pay attention to, send you home, let you practice, and come back and get some feedback to kind of help you turn that corner to pay attention to things differently, which then leads to the solutions.
Yeah, non-judgmental.
Absolutely.
When you get a group of parents together, they're all having a similar need, like trying to figure out what's going on and try to get the questions to their answers, you know, try to get the answers to their questions, excuse me, openly. It's an awesome, awesome, awesome experience. I have to tell you, I've witnessed a lot of change in so many, and it takes something just so simple. And once that little simple thing changes, like a smile that you give your child for the first time because you're starting to pay attention to the right thing, they're like hungry to do more.
So the second you get that little nugget, like a smile, you're like, hey, I'm on to something here. Something's working here. Now the more I get to know exactly what it is, the more I can replicate it and more I can build something.
Yeah, what's the roadway? What's the pathway I should take for, you know, that's going to work for us?
Yep.
And it's not going to be the same for everybody. And that's why the parents have to become so empowered with knowledge so they can be the best experimenters and be the scientists within their own family.
And I think that's what's real powerful about the training programs. You walk in, again, going back to the analogies, you're not just giving them knowledge, you're there to help them teach the skill and actually help them go and apply it and get some feedback so that you can accelerate them trying to find what the right thing to pay attention to is.
Well, I would curtail it a little differently. I would say that we're giving them we're teaching them strategies that they can apply to their scene. So that the skills can be developed within their domain.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Beth, we've got about 2 minutes left. Can you give an overview of like kind of what's covered in each one of the sessions so everybody has an idea what that looks like?
You bet. It's 7 sessions, as I minimally could go to 8. The teachers have that option. We talk about the overview at ADHD, but that night of the overview incorporates looking at the strengths of our children and doing a lot of interactive things for the first evening. Then we go into really looking what assessment through multimodal treatment really is, which I told you is much more holistic.
Mm-hmm.
We do talk about alternative and complementary involved in that. Then we spend several weeks on developing parenting strategies and positive behavior interventions. And we work a lot on communication and strengthening family relations. Okay. And we really do talk a lot about the educational rights for our children with ADHD because it's very important to be able to get those and to help our children when they really need them.
Uh-huh.
And look at all the ED laws. And then really, really dynamic class we have is on building an educational team, bridging the gap between home and school. And again, that goes back to developing some strategies to build that home-school communication and involve. Now, all the discussions on homework and setting up the house. And then we finish it out with the resiliency and team challenges.
Wow. Well, Beth, we're running out of time. We need to wrap some stuff up. I'd like to thank you again for coming on to the show.
It was great.
With a few seconds we have left, can you again let everybody know how they can learn more?
Yes. If you want to find out more about parent-to-parent, go to www.cad.org and go on the website and look up parent-to-parent, and you'll find we have it as an online program and in over 300 communities across the country.
Excellent. Thanks again, Beth, for your time on the show. Everybody, we'll catch you next week. Take care.
Great. Bye now.
Bye-bye.